SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices dipped below $1,650 an ounce Tuesday after the Fed statement. Gold last traded at $1,631 an ounce, silver at $3,079 an ounce. What do you get when you mix negative real interest rates with stimulative money supply efforts by the global central banks? Well, it's an exceptional formula for higher gold prices that could send it to $10,000 an ounce, according to Frank Holmes from U.S. Global Investors. The reason? Central banks have shifted the printing presses into overdrive. They need money to bail out Europe, to fund America's spiraling debt obligations in the tens of trillions. This money doesn't exist. It has to be created. As central banks print and create, currencies are devalued. This is a global competitive devaluation, as excess liquidity is put in the system. Gold is generally a benefactor of this flight to riskier assets as investors see it as a store of value. Check out the chart at SwissAmerica.com to look at the interconnectivity between gold and the money supply. Call toll-free at 800-289-2646.